And we're back. Happy New Year, happy 2022. If you listen to the show on Spotify, my apologies if you get this twice. I'm recording my little mini episode and putting it in both the regular feed and the enhanced Spotify feed this week because I want people who don't listen to it on Spotify to know what they're missing out on. I'm going to play a couple of tracks today and, well, you're only going to get to listen to them if you listen to the show on Spotify. So for the mini episodes where I get to play music, you got to find those on Spotify. But this week, I'm making it available on the regular feed as well. Okay? I have two tracks to play for you this week, and they couldn't be more different from one another. But they're kind of really fresh in my mind right now, and that's why I want to play them. One of the tracks is been around since the early 90s in some way, shape, or form, and the other was only officially released about 24 or 48 hours ago, depending on when you're listening to this. Over the holiday, I finally got around to watching a new film that came out on Netflix in December. The film is called Tick, Tick, Boom, and if you're a fan of musical theater, you're probably aware of this. And if you're not, I would really strongly suggest you check it out. Tick, Tick, Boom was a musical written by Jonathan Larson, the writer-composer of Rent. And it was written a couple years before he produced Rent and a few years before he unfortunately passed away. And it is a semi-autobiographical musical about his struggles as a musical theater writer. The film was directed by Lin-Manuel Miranda of Hamilton fame and starring Andrew Garfield of Spider-Man fame and many other things. And I just loved it. It kind of caught me off guard. I kind of told myself, oh, I got to watch that. And when I finally watched it, I don't know. It's just full of so much energy and excitement. And as a story, it is full of a lot of hope, and I think more than ever we need that right now. So the first track of Tick, Tick, Boom, 3090, enjoy. I find it so great that a song can be full of so much anxiety, but also full of so much energy and excitement. Jonathan Larson will always be a what-if story in musical theater. He kind of changed the musical theater world forever with Rent and sadly never got to see what he created for us all. And I wish we could have gotten more from him, but I think that what we can do at least is celebrate what we do have. And if you're a fan of Rent, if you're a fan of musical theater at all, I really, really encourage you to check out the film Tick, Tick, Boom. It's wonderful. And now for something completely different. About 24 hours ago at the time of recording, and 48 hours ago at the time you're listening to this, if you're listening to it on Friday, the first official single by The Smile dropped. Now, The Smile is an English rock band formed by Radiohead's Tom York and Johnny Greenwood with drummer Tom Skinner and produced by Nigel Godrich. If you've been following this, you know that they did a performance for Glastonbury that was streamed last May. And so we've been patiently looking forward to official music by this band. And it came yesterday. The song is called You Will Never Work in Television Again. It is one of the songs that they performed during the Glastonbury live stream. And I'm really excited about this. The album, it would appear, is almost ready, according to the band. And in the meantime, they have given us one track and announced a set of streamed performances that will be performed live over the internet at the end of January, on January 29th and 30th, depending on time zones and where you live. They're going to do 3 shows from England at different times. They'll be live with an audience, so if you are in England, you may be able to get tickets and go see this. I, for one, have got a ticket to the streaming event, so I will be watching it from my couch on Saturday, January 29th, and I'm really excited about this. But until then, we have at least one track we can play over and over and over on Spotify. The track is You Will Never Work in Television Again by The Smile. Enjoy. This is a punk rock song in 5/4 time. You're giving me counts of 5 in what feels like a punk song. I can't believe this is a 3-piece. It sounds so full, but at the same time, it sounds so raw. It's exciting. I am pumped. I'm excited for this album. I couldn't be more excited for this album. The live stream was excellent, and there's a bunch of cool, very different feeling songs. Like, this is a heavier song as far as the ones that they put out during the live stream, and so I thought it was really interesting choice to be the first official release. It sounds like they're pretty much at a point where they're just deciding what order to put the songs in. And if you're a fan of this podcast, you know that is not something we take lightly. The order of an album is really important, and it's something that I'm noticing more and more and more every single time I listen to a new album on one of our main episodes. So I'm really looking forward to see how The Smile plays out. And until then, I'll just be playing this song on loop and looking forward to the January 29th live streams. And I should say streams plural, because they are performing 3 shows. So there are 3 separate streams. They will each be unique. So right now I have a ticket for 1. Should I get a ticket for all 3? I haven't decided, but we'll see. Did I mention that my Kid A Amnesia vinyl finally arrived? The special edition cream colored 3 LP edition of the album is here, and the vinyl sounds amazing. It's a really good pressing, and I'm really happy about it. I hesitated to open it because it was so, I don't know, nice and perfect looking, but for me, records are meant to be played. So I cracked it open, I dropped Kid A on the turntable, and it sounds sublime. And hopefully we can find time in a future episode to talk about these new tracks that Radiohead gave us with the Kid A Amnesia album. But until then, we're just going to be listening to it and taking it all in and enjoying the fact that I got this awesome, huge vinyl box here that doesn't even fit on my shelf. It's obscene, and I love it, and I'm so excited that I got it. As far as next week is concerned, I'd love to tell you what we're listening to, but I gotta be honest, it's a new year, and I'm working on locking down all of our guests for upcoming episodes, and I have a handful of people that you've heard before that I'm bringing back, because everybody that's done this show before, I always want to bring back, because nobody has one album that they love. If you love music, you'll love a ton of music. And so there's a whole bunch of stuff coming up this year that I'm really excited about, that I'm looking forward to share with you all. And I'm looking forward to sitting down and listening to a bunch of new albums with all of our various guests. And so, fingers crossed, I think I should have something new for you by next week, and I really hope I do, and I hope you'll be here listening with me. But until then, thank you. I cannot say thank you enough. I found myself looking at our little podcast stats at the end of the year, and there are people in a bunch of different countries listening to the show, apparently, and I couldn't be more grateful. All of that just kind of gives me energy to keep making the show. I enjoy it so much. It is such a privilege to be able to take the time out of someone else's day to sit with me and chat about something that they love. And it would appear 99, 100% of the time turns out to be something that I end up loving too if it's something new to me. So I couldn't be happier to be doing this. And if you take the time to listen, just thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It means so much. So I hope that you will be joining me next week when you'll be listening to, well, I guess we'll find out. Until then, be good. Thanks for listening.